Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. 4 months free, a 30-day money-back guarantee. It works on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, router, doesn't matter. It's got you covered. Change your virtual location with just one click. Get access to more content around the globe and content at a much more affordable price. Protect yourself from online trackers, malware, annoying pop-up ads. NordVPN.com/Fightful. How are you going to pass this up? It effectively pays for itself within about a month or two of using it, especially if you buy pay-per-views like I do. Get access to the old WWE Network, you know, those things that you miss with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and you get that incredible deal. They've got three great tiers for you to choose from, so check it out. Whether you want to pass, a VPN, a locker, or all three, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful here with a name you know. We've had her on before, but this is our first time in person.
Yes.
We've got Kylan King. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We're at WrestleCade. You mentioned this is your second one.
Second, yeah.
Gotta come here if you've never been. It is an insane thing. Are you booked best for Ladies Night Out?
I am. I'm in a four-way match with Savannah Evans, Danny Moe, and Christina Marie.
Okay, I love that. I mean, Danny Moe, man, she was working in Kentucky for a while, too. She's
yes,
all over the place. Savannah Evans and Impact. And you are truly all over the place.
All over the place.
When I talked to you earlier this year, you had kind of bet on yourself, and you had said, no ill will with Impact. I went to them, and I said, I want to, like, kind of make my own way. And that seems to have worked out because they're still bringing you in. They're interested in having you. NWA booked you heavily. You're booked all over the independents. How does it feel to see that pay off?
It's the best, because there's always that crazy feeling in your brain, like when you start to back away from one place, you're like, am I making the right choice? Is it, you know, is work going to come? And there was like a month period where I was like, I don't know. And then thankfully one booking happened and then it all just took off. Yeah, I've been working a lot with NWA. I got to return to AEW and have that really cool two-week back-to-back
yes,
moment. And then New Japan just happened recently. I just got to wrestle Mayu Iwatani, which, you know.
Oh, that's incredible.
Debut with Stardom in New Japan, and it was immediately a title match. I was like, that's really freaking cool. And I'm actually going to be returning work with them
that's
next
good
year.
So, I mean, Stardom, obviously, that's a goal for so many women
yes,
in wrestling. And for you to be put in that top spot immediately, that had to feel really good,
oh,
especially after betting on yourself, that you could do that.
Because it not only shows you that, like, yes, I'm getting a lot of work, but when they give you the first time off, when they give you a match of that caliber, you're like, okay, my work and my work ethic speaks for itself, because they're entrusting you on round one and booking you to have that kind of match. So that says a lot, and that makes me feel good, because it's one of those things, I think I said this to you last time, it's one of those things where I just put my head down and I just keep working, keep hoping that it's paying off. So when I have moments like that, it's like, okay, it's paying off. It's working.
So when you went back to AEW, how was that brought up to you? Because I know a lot of it was the tie-in with the promotional stuff, which I thought was so cool.
Yeah.
And so cool they thought of you in that situation as well. But, like, the people that had said, are you sure you don't want to hang around here? Because you had told me that Billy Gunn, like, said that. How did they respond when you were back and doing your thing? Had they kept up with you?
Oh, it was great. So it was like a little family reunion. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of work with NWA, and I think they weren't sure if I was still a free agent. So I got a text just saying, like, hey, are you available? Yes. Okay, cool. We want to book you on Dynamite against Tony. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, like, let's do that. Yeah, it was so great. I got to see Jerry Lynn, Billy, a bunch of the girls backstage. I got to see Stat, and she had just gotten hurt. So I was like, Yes, I need to see her. I need to give her a big old hug. And it was like not missing a beat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, coming back after it technically it had been like 4 or 5 months. And as soon as I walked backstage, it was like I never left. Like, People were just so happy to see me, and I was really happy to see them. So,
well, it seemed like you left on very, very good terms. To the point to where, like you had mentioned, they were like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'm sure. And NWA has worked out really, really well for you as well. How did that come about? How did you first land with NWA?
So a lot of people thought I had been signed to AEW because I had done so much work with them. So I remember when I was doing less and less with them and I wasn't hearing from anybody, I was getting really worried. I'm like, why don't people want to work with me?
Yeah.
So I had Mickie James's number from Empower.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I texted her and I said, hey, I just found out recently that people think I'm signed. I'm not, and I'm looking to work other places. I want to build my name and my brand. And she's like, oh, I did not know that. Okay, cool. So then like a week later, I got an email from NWA, and that's how that all came about. Literally just sent a text message and the ball got rolling.
And who's helped you the most in NWA since you've been there?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Probably Jazz, like, she's always like looking out for me, and she's always like ask, like, any match I'm put into, she always keeps an eye on it, like, hey, how you doing, you know, giving me such great advice and really leading me and stuff.
Is she
that
is she like producing there?
She's an agent. Okay, yeah, yeah. Awesome. I'm sure she's got other. There's always like you always wear multiple hats when you work for companies.
Of course.
But in regards to her helping me, she's always just been an agent, locker room leader, and all that stuff. So
she's one of my favorites because she gave me the headline, Jazz. I'm not that bitch to fuck with.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jazz, you know that's going to be the headline. She goes, I hope it is.
Yeah, that sounds like a very Jazz thing. Yeah,
I loved it.
I love her. She has no filter, and I absolutely love people like that. So
I was like, what do you want the world to know? And she's like, this is what I like the world to know.
Don't.
And I was like, I respect that.
Bitch, you don't want to mess with. Yep.
So how did you get the call to do Stardom? Who hits you up? Who says, hey, we're bringing you in?
So I got an email from Sumi, actually.
Okay. I know that she helped Jungle Kiona with a lot of her books as well over here.
And it's crazy to me, again, going back to people paying attention, before I did the booking in New York with New Japan and Stardom, I had never met Sumi.
Yes.
So I got an email from her saying, like, hey, we have a booking in New York. I really want to recommend you. Like, let's get this done. And I was like, okay, like, I've never met you. You're incredible. I love your wrestling. I've heard nothing but good things about you as a human being. And you want to help me out and get me booked here? Like, that's just, it was incredible. And it spoke volumes to, like, all the work being put in. So
whenever somebody comes into New Japan, I'm like, I already know the answer to the question. Rocky Romero brought you in. Now the answer to that same question on the women's side is becoming Sumi. Like, she is so helpful and responsible and opens up a lot of doors for people.
She's the sweetest human being. I already, like, her reputation already, like, you say her name to anybody and they're like, oh, I love Sumi. Like, that's always the immediate reaction. So I already knew she was a great person. But then I finally got to meet her in person. I'm like, yeah, this lady is the best.
It.
Like, she's just, from the moment she sees you, just, oh, hugs and just, yeah.
So what's next for Kylan King? You popped up on AEW. You're doing Stardom. You popped up in NWA. I mean, I assume you're still technically a free agent, yeah?
Yes, I'm still a free agent. There's a possibility that there's another company I'm about to pop up at.
Ooh.
Maybe, possibly. And I am doing return work with New Japan next year.
Heck yeah.
I think I'm allowed to tell you that.
Here's
the scoop, guys.
I hope so. They give us interviews here and there.
Yeah. So I'll be doing work with them next year. So the goal right now is I just want to work places I haven't been yet.
Okay.
And I would like to... I want to get back into intergender wrestling a little bit more.
Okay.
I haven't done it in a minute, and I miss it because there were some really fun stories that I told back at the beginning of my career in intergender wrestling, and I would love to do that again. So we're just on the ride to see what happens, and wherever we end up, we end up.
I want to see you and Sawyer team up some more.
Oh, I know. Can somebody book this, please? We started this tag team.
The Overreactors?
The Overreactors. Brilliant. I'm trying to remember. It was Billy Starks is the one who booked it originally.
Yes.
We had always joked about tagging, but it never ended up happening because our careers took two completely different paths.
Yeah.
And then Billy Starks had a birthday show. She booked us, and we were like, oh, my God, we can finally do this. So we gave her our tag team name. We set the tone. And then we got a couple more bookings. And then we were like, okay, let's do this. And we tried to promote it, and nobody wanted to book us as a tag team. It's just singles
matches.
So, yeah, if you guys are watching this and you're a promoter or whatever, know a promoter,
she's on my good side anyway, because in person I got to watch her completely whip Shaza McKenzie's ass. And nothing makes me happier than seeing Shaza McKenzie get her ass whipped.
What did Shaza do?
Existed.
Oh!
Just existed generally in the world.
Terrible.
That's what she did.
Terrible.
What? I need an answer. She wouldn't let me borrow her kangaroo or anything. Like, I'm salty about that.
Okay.
She did rap for me in our interview. That was cool. Do you rap?
I don't.
That's a shame. Do you think Sawyer
sometimes
raps?
Sometimes when I talk, I accidentally make things rhyme. Does that count? But it never happens on purpose. Like, I say things and then it rhymes and then I'm like,
believe in
LOL.
You. I believe in you. I think you could freestyle right now.
I mean, if we're in the car blasting some Eminem or something like that, you'll get a little rap out of me, but I don't know if you'll get a free rap.
Well, if you want to hear or see, read more of her unintended raps, where can they follow you on social media?
Easy, at Kylan King, Twitter and Instagram. I don't really use my Facebook anymore. Sorry, guys.
Who does?
Sorry. I literally only exist because my parents have one. That's about it.
Same here.
But, yeah. And then if you guys are interested in merch, fullygimmicked.com.
Check it out, guys. Kylan King, so great to see you in person. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.